This call is being recorded.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the CyderRide Marshall Training. I'm Cyrus Comento, WABA's Events Coordinator. First, thank you so much for offering your help to volunteer to marshal the CyderRide with WABA. I know that many of you have marshaled many rides for WABA, and I'd like to take a moment here to say thank you. Your support is really indispensable and helps me to continue to improve WABA's events. I really appreciate it. Second, this medium makes it a little difficult to ask questions. Please, if you have any questions, reach out to me over email at events@waba.org or call me at 202-518-0524. My extension is 218. Third, you'll need to show me that you tuned into this training in full. I'll ask a few questions of you throughout this recording, and you'll need to go back to the email which contained the link to this recording or the Marshall resource page and find a Google form where you'll enter the answers to these questions. This form is due by October 31st. Doing this will confirm you as a Marshall for the ride, and if you don't do this, you won't be on the list to Marshall the ride. I'm going to cover a few things today, and it should take more than about 15 minutes. First, I'll do a quick review of the CyderRide. Then I'll go over WABA's expectations of you as a marshal. And finally, I'll go over interacting with riders and handling incidents on the ride. So let's get going. The CyderRide. This is a pretty young ride. The first one was held in 2013. But it's grown every year, and the past 2 years, we've sold out the CyderRide. There are three routes this year. The longest one is the Honeycrisp route. It's best for experienced riders who are comfortable riding on busier roads with traffic. It's about half on trails and half on roads. And while the roads are mostly low traffic and have wide shoulders, there are portions where there is high volume traffic, which is faster moving and sometimes thin or no shoulder. The McIntosh route is the middle route. It's about 28 miles. This is best for moderately experienced riders and adventurous beginners. It's about 80% on trails, so even if you aren't super comfortable riding in traffic, it should be good. The Candy Apple route is our shortest one. It's about 10 miles. And it's best for beginners, young riders, and people who just don't like riding a lot of mileage. It's also mostly on trails and calm roads. The week before the event, I'll send you a ride packet that contains all of the information that you'll need to have a good ride, including links to all of these routes. Next, I'm going to go over what happens when you arrive at check-in on the day of CyderRide. So you'll get to Dance Place, and you'll check in at a separate marshal table at the ride start. Your check-in time will depend on the route you are marshaling. For instance, if you are marshaling the McIntosh route, check-in is between 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. You can arrive anytime in that window. A volunteer at that table will give you a marshal vest and a marshal kit and mark down the number of your vest so riders can identify you and the time you checked in. The kit contains first aid supplies, incident report forms, and WABA's contact info. Make sure at this point that you have a charged cell phone with your ringer set so you will notice if it goes off. This is so we can contact you during the ride if need be. After you check in, hang out until your rolling or group start, or whenever you plan on leaving during your rolling start period. If you are marshaling and would like to lead a group of riders on your route, feel free to do that. I'm working on doing this in a more organized way in the future, but for CyderRide, just bring a sign with your expected pace, for example, 10 miles per hour, what time you are leaving, and whether or not your group will be quote-unquote no drop. And if you set these expectations, please stick with them. If you expressed interest in being a lead or sweep marshal, I will contact you directly with separate directions. When you leave for your ride, have an awesome, fun, and safe ride. And when you get back, there will be a volunteer at the Dew Drop Inn checking in marshals so that we know you came back. Find the volunteer and return the vest and kit at the Dew Drop Inn. Now it's time for question one. Which of the region's jurisdictions have adopted a Vision Zero commitment? The answer is Montgomery County, the City of Alexandria, and Washington, D.C. All right, let's get back to the training. WABA relies on marshals to make sure that riders are safe, following traffic laws, and to be WABA's eyes and ears on the road, since WABA's staff can't be. You're providing a very important service to our riders, and we are placing a lot of responsibility on you. We hope you treat this opportunity as a privilege, because we very much think of it as such. That being said, there are a few things which you already know, but bear repeating. You are representing WABA. That means you might be one of the main interactions a rider has with WABA. For that reason, we'd love it if you could make every effort to be friendly, conversational, helpful, and attentive. If you run into a rider with an issue, make sure you see that issue out until its resolution. If a rider has a breakdown or another issue, stay with them and make sure they know what their next steps are before you keep riding. For instance, if a rider needs to go to a bike shop or find a metro station, help them find the nearest one and talk through how they will get there or get home. We expect that you will ride safely and legally. That means stopping at stop signs and red lights, wearing a helmet. This is not a policy stance. It's required by our insurance. Not riding more than two abreast, yielding to and notifying pedestrians of your presence, especially on trails, positioning yourself properly on the roadway. That is, if you plan to go straight through an intersection, don't be in the right-hand turn lane. Instead, position yourself in the rightmost lane that serves your destination. If you do this, it helps keep all riders safe because they'll follow your example. I've added links to the Marshall Resources page, which is linked in the email I sent you, of several videos made by the League of American Bicyclists. These videos demonstrate safe and legal bicycling and are good review. In the future, another option is to take a WABA City Cycling class. They're free for WABA members. Finally, be a good representative of bicycling in general. I don't think we have problems with this, but we want to make sure that we're not being aggressive, obnoxious, or rude to other road users while on a WABA ride. Don't get into arguments or altercations with other drivers. That'll cause problems for others on the ride, either in front of you or behind you. As a marshal, you'll be interacting with riders a lot during the event. Overall, we want you to be attentive and encouraging to the riders you encounter. That means a few things. Be positive and enthusiastic, particularly if you are doing the long route. The ride can be really difficult depending on a rider's experience and weather conditions. Being cheerful throughout will go a long way to helping riders who are having difficulty to enjoy the experience. Don't make riders feel bad about quitting. If you can tell someone isn't having fun, give them some friendly encouragement to end the ride early and go for a beer at Dew Drop Inn. There's no shame in that, and they can always get more of the ride under their belt next year. Please feel free to ride in a group with other marshals, but try not to ride exclusively as a marshal unit. Sometimes we get complaints from riders that marshals don't really seem to be committed to helping them. Remember your responsibilities. In short, ride with riders, not just marshals. However, don't feel like you need to yell out directions to the group you're riding with. You can if you want to, but just know that once you start doing that, people will expect that you'll keep doing it the whole ride and won't take as much responsibility for themselves. Also, make sure that you do know where you're going and try not to get lost. If you see someone on the side of the road with a mechanical issue, they may have it completely under control, but we still want you to stop with them, make sure they're all right, and ask if they need help. Just a note on this, while our rides are not supported, we do have a vehicle specifically designated for non-emergency responses. So, if necessary, call the number in your marshal kit, and you'll connect with a WABA staffer. And now for question two. WABA membership supports our advocacy, plain and simple. But on top of better biking, you get a few other extras by becoming a WABA member. Where can you find a list of these extras? You can see all the extras that are available to you by going to www.waba.org/extras. On to incident response. Incident response would be in cases where a rider needs medical attention of some kind. You are not required to render first aid, but if you feel like you can deal with a rider's injuries with the materials in your marshal kit, and the rider is fine with you doing so, feel free to render care as you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, you should call 911. Even if the rider insists that they are fine, you should call 911. Tell the rider that they don't have to go into the ambulance, and EMTs will just be there to make sure that they are okay. This is required by WABA's event insurance. Please don't leave the scene until someone more qualified than you can take over. Do not surpass your own training or expertise. Good Samaritan laws in DC limit your liability, but it's best to play it safe and only administer first aid if you are fully confident in your abilities. The Good Samaritan laws in DC state that if you are not fully qualified, you must hand over responsibility to the licensed caregiver upon their arrival at the scene. After you or someone else has called 911, call WABA's emergency response staffer. Their phone number will be in your marshal kit. Make sure that you document the scene as completely as possible by completing the incident report form in your marshal kit. If you use one of these incident report forms, make sure to let the volunteer at Dewdrop Inn know that you filled it out. If you haven't already, please also make sure you read the full marshal manual attached to the email you received, which goes into this information in significant detail. Again, I will send you a preparation packet in advance of the event that will contain all the information you need, so please be on the lookout. Don't forget to complete the Google form to show that you listened to this training prior to Wednesday, October 31st. Otherwise, you won't be on the marshal list. Your last question for that form is question number three. What should you do if you get in a bike crash of any kind once you are healthy and ready to do so? Of course, you should report it to WABA's crash tracker. The crash tracker is available on WABA's main page and helps us do our advocacy for better biking in the region. That's all I wanted to review with you, but you may have more questions. Again, don't hesitate to email events@waba.org or call me, Cyrus, at 202-518-0524, extension 218, to talk over your questions or concerns. Again, thank you. You're all amazing marshals, and we are so grateful for your willingness to help us pull off events like the Cider Ride. Thank you, and happy riding.